I never had heard of it before. One of these discovered places mm-hmm. that had been left. The jungle had grown up around. Anyway, and I saw temples everywhere we went, mm-hmm. of course. And we went around, sort of around the rim, not covering every place, of course, just covering a few, because it was about a 4 weeks trip, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I think it was 4 weeks. And then to Nepal, to Kathmandu, I went to visit a friend. That was wonderful. All right, the next year, I went to England and Greece.
Mm-hmm. Were you there very long?
I'm sorry to say that I always stay the complete limit of the trip, and that's 45 days. Oh, I also visited that year the Isle of Jersey. Well, of course, that's England.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the next year, I took a trip, a tour around, well, it was just a sort of a general European tour that went mm-hmm. over as far, a bus tour. And last summer, I went to England and Spain.
Where are you planning to go this summer?
I'm planning to stay at home this summer. I've reached several kinds of limits.
Have you traveled across the United States as well?
I have taken a bus trip, starting at Natchez, going out to California, going over to New York, and back home again. That's one of the trips I've taken,
mm-hmm.
which is the most extensive one so far as scenery was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister and I often go to California by bus, traveling only in the daytime, to mm-hmm. see her son-in-law. And she lived in New York for some time, so I've been up there
mm-hmm.
many different summers. So I haven't neglected the United States completely.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some about your parents. Where they were born?
My mother and father were both born in Natchez. My mother was born at Stanton Hall, and my father was born at Montaigne.
Montaigne is one of those houses mm-hmm. on the
yes.
pilgrimage?
Yes, it's on the pilgrimage. Mm-hmm.
Do you know about your parents' education?
Well, let's see. My father went to... that Mississippi A&M College
mm-hmm.
for a short while.
Where was that?
This is now Mississippi State University.
Mm-hmm.
In those days it was the Agricultural Mechanical College.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother went to a school for a little while too. I don't know how long this was, but I still have some of her textbooks in Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania.
Was this a college?
No, I don't think it was a college, but it was a mm-hmm. girls' school. If that telephone rings again, I'll have to answer it. Excuse me.
Oh, you're telling me about your parents?
All right, maybe this might interest you to know that my father and his two brothers married my mother and her two sisters, which made a difference in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that should go in the interview, though.
Seems like it would make it so. What would you be? Your cousins?
My cousins were all double cousins, double faced cousins. Not all of them, but some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of work did your father do?
My father started out in railroad work,
uh-huh.
and then he was in a bank. And he was the president of the Citibank and Trust Company here in Natchez at one time, at the time of his mm-hmm. death, his last 2 days.
Did your mother work at all?
Oh, no. Except housework. I mean, except mm-hmm. the kind of work that someone did in those days in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your grandparents on your mother's side.
My grandparents on my mother's side